He is risen. He is risen indeed. Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 through 7. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He's not here, for he is risen." And he said, "Come, see the place where he lay, and then go quickly and tell the disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee, and there you will see him. See, I have told you these things." 11 men sat in a darkened room. Along with the darkness was a mixture of hopelessness and confusion. All their dreams and hopes were bound in grave cloth, lying cold, still in a dark tomb. They waited in the darkened room. The doors were bolted shut. Certainly those who had killed Jesus would be coming for them. The deafening silence was broken as every cough and creaking chair echoed throughout the room. The shuffling feet, the heavy sighs served as reminders of the tension. But then in an instant, he was there. In the room, in the light of the flickering candles, he showed himself all the proof they needed. His hands, his side, he was alive. Every word he had spoken was true. Every promise fulfilled. Death conquered forever. Today, many live in a darkened world, living lives of fear, confusion, discontentment, and despair, searching for meaning and significance in all the wrong places, occupying themselves with busy days and sleepless nights, losing times over things that don't matter much. And all the while, he is there. Have you seen the risen Savior in your darkened world? He's there. Follow him in the resurrection of the new life, because he is risen. He is risen indeed. Lord Jesus, thank you for your sacrificial death for me. Heavenly Father, thank you for raising your Son from the dead. Holy Spirit, empower me to live a life of worthy of my Savior and resurrected Lord. I pray in his name. Amen.